This is music here on Bob Harris Country from the Ashtray Hearts. Dan Richmond is the spokesman, and welcome to all of you.
Thanks,
to the
Bob.
Studio today. It's so good to see you. And just introduce me, if you would, Dan, to the other guys in the band. It's a slightly stripped down Ashtray Hearts today, isn't
it? Yeah, there's six of us, so it's tough to travel, tough to record in a studio. So I'm Dan, and Aaron Schmidt on trumpet, vocals, and piano. Brad Augustine on accordion and piano, and Steve Yernberg on guitar and piano. Then we've got John Jerry on drums and Ryan Scheif on bass.
Right. Interested in the development of the Ashtray Hearts, the way the band came together, and the way that you've developed this lovely sound that you have, because sonically it's so interesting, isn't it, with the accordion and the trumpet working together?
Yeah, it kind of all came together as the band, kind of by accident. We've all been friends for a long time. We all went to the University of Minnesota back in Minneapolis, so after university, I came over here, actually, to London, and I lived and worked for a while. I was actually a courier, and spent a lot of time playing music before that in other bands and solo, and so I had a lot of songs, but, you know, with my studies, was able to put anything together, so and when I moved back to Minneapolis, it was only a few months after that I got together with Brad and Steve, and we just kind of had a few instruments, nothing real big, and bought an accordion on a whim, and the sound started to come together on a lot of the songs that I'd written, and just kept inviting more people into the group, and Aaron played trumpet and sang, so he was kind of the last addition and put it all together, so we've been together now a little over 2 years.
Just tell us about the scene in Minneapolis and the environment out of which this music has grown, because there's a term to describe it, and apartment music.
Yeah, you know, that was, you got to find your angle in the music business, right? And so when we started playing, there were all these bands kind of all gathered around this club called the Turf Club in St. Paul, actually, on the other side of the river. And there was this tiny little room called the Clown Lounge. And every Sunday, there'd be really great bands playing down there, kind of quieter because it's a real small room. And a lot of the bands we played with early on ended up on a compilation that we put together called Apartment Music. And when we first started, people always said, well, what do you sound like? And it's like, well, it's not really rock. We're not loud. And it's not really folk. It's not really country. And we also happened to practice in my apartment at the time. So we just ended up calling it Apartment Music. And then kind of by chance, all these other bands like the Owls and Work of Saws and Mike Brady kind of had the same kind of emphasis on melody and not having to play too loud, I guess. And kind of all fit under the same thing. So kind of by association, but nothing really too well planned out or any means. Because, you know, Minneapolis is a great music scene, always has been. It's a pretty big city, but by no means a New York. I mean, so it's really good for being creative. And, you know, we've got things from Harmar Superstar to the Jayhawks to Atmosphere. So it's pretty diverse and a lot of great clubs and a lot of people to come out and support over there. So
to what extent did the Jayhawks, for example, set the benchmark really for the sound and the feel of the music?
For us?
Generally in Minneapolis. Well, are they a big influence there?
They're a real big influence. I mean, if you kind of look across like the Jayhawks and Soul Asylum, that kind of it almost got a Midwestern feel, and the Replacements, where it's kind of real songwriter based, and it kind of represents place very well. Having moved there, I'm originally from Milwaukee, and Minneapolis, the music scene really represents the city and kind of the atmosphere around it. So, you know, for bands that are playing more acoustic-based music, the Jayhawks are a big influence because they've been around so long, and, you know, they're just an amazing group. So
yeah,
they do have quite a cultural influence in the Twin Cities, for sure.